Hello, enlightened viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's program, we'll present part one of our two-part series on the Oasis Sanctuary in Benson, Arizona, USA. Founded in 1997 by Sybil Erden, this non-profit refuge provides a permanent, stable, and loving home for more than 700 rescued exotic birds, including parrots, cockatoos, macaws, and other avian species, as well as dogs, turkeys, chickens, ducks, and swans. Ms. Erden now describes how she first became involved in rescuing our delightful feathered friends.
I was the person in the neighborhood who everybody turned to when they had problems with animals. So I was doing cat and dog rescue, and I was working doing some wildlife rehab. And in the early mid-90s, I had a couple of lovebirds. That's all I had. But I decided that there were so many birds out there needing second homes, birds that were being destroyed because they were less than perfect, that I would try to do something to help them. And by this time, I had maybe 10 birds because people were already calling me. If you have more than two birds, you're suddenly the bird person in the neighborhood. And you get calls from people going, oh, my son, my daughter, my aunt, my neighbor has a bird and they don't want to keep it. If we give you the cage, would you take it? And I'd go, of course. So over a period of time, I started taking in more and more birds.
By the end of the 1990s, Ms. Erden, a vegetarian, had rescued many, many exotic birds and was caring for them in her home in Phoenix, Arizona. She soon realized that she needed a much larger place to accommodate her ever-growing family. While pondering her options, a remarkable event occurred.
We got a telephone call from, believe it or not, lottery winners. A couple. I'm a writer, so people were reading my articles in different magazines. And they said, we've been following you in Sally Blanchard's magazine, and we'd like to help. So they helped by giving us the down payment for this land, and they gave us money for about the next 2 or 3 years to get us rolling here. We have 72 acres here. So that's how we started. And when we moved, we had almost 300 birds.
Sybil Erden says that the Oasis Sanctuary is unique because its first priority is to provide a permanent home for exotic birds with special needs.
The birds that we have here, for one reason or another, could not go anywhere else at the time that we take them. Either because it's an aggressive bird and it would be euthanized if we didn't take it. Or it is a terribly plucked bird, or it only has one wing, or it has dietary issues, or whatever the special need of that bird is, it would be harder to place. Or maybe the bird's already been through too many homes. The bird's already been through 6 or 7 homes, and birds, what I call foster child mentality. You know, you get a bird as a young bird, and it wants to trust you. It has this instinctive desire to be a part of a flock, and you become its flock. And so it trusts you, and you keep it a few years, and now you don't want it anymore, and you give it to someone else, and it still wants to trust you. And so now it trusts the next person, and maybe that next person sticks it in a corner of the room and ignores it. And so now it's going, maybe I can't trust this person. And then it goes to another home. And so this goes on. Every time they trust, they're disappointed, and they become aggressive, and they become self-destructive.
Knowing that these beautiful birds are rare, sensitive, and intelligent, why do people give them up?
There's a lot of reasons. People's life circumstances change. They have to move to a smaller home or leave the country for their employment. They can't take the birds with them. Illness is a big reason, you know, elderly couples who have chronic conditions. just can't care for their animals anymore. It's just life taking a different course for those people. And again, a cockatiel living 35 years, you think about 35 years of your life and what you've been through and the changes you've been through. It can be difficult for people to keep animals or keep birds that long.
To Miss Erden, every avian life is precious, even that of the tiniest bird.
In the late 90s, I heard about one breeding facility in California that bred nothing but little parakeets, and they had 100,000 birds a year there. And they'd send them out to the pet stores for $2 a piece or whatever, and it didn't matter if they lived or died, they didn't get medical attention because they had such little financial value. And one of the problems with our society, in my opinion, is that we look at things, you know, this bird has more value because it's a $5,000 bird, and so we will spend $1,000 on medical for that bird because it's so expensive and rare, where the little budgie that somebody was given or got for $15, well, we're not going to spend $1,000 on that bird, but it's the only life that animal has. And we're so cost-oriented and price-oriented and artificial value-oriented that we don't give each of these fabulous little lives their due. So here at the sanctuary, we don't care if it's a macaw or a budgie. They all get the best care that we can give them. We have a vet that will come and set a budgie's leg as quickly as it would set a macaw's leg. It doesn't matter to us. It is about the life of the animal and the care of that life.
African gray parrots are known for being very clever. They are found throughout much of tropical Africa and love fruits, seeds, and nuts. There are many African greys living happily at the sanctuary. The Oasis's executive director, Janet Trumbull, spoke to us about the species.
Great African greys are known to be the best talking. Mm-hmm. Alex, the parrot, he passed away in 2009, I believe. At the age of 31, and Dr. Pepperberg is a research scientist who had spent 31 years working with Alex, and she demonstrated that grays have the cognitive and intelligence of a 3 to 5 year old child. But all of us who own grays at home, we really understand, because you can see that in intelligence and in their behavior. And the fact that they can actually learn to talk so well is pretty amazing. She proved that they don't just mimic. They can actually use their words in context.
So they are highly efficient, highly evolved, highly intelligent species. They're very intelligent. They're very self-aware. They have complicated language, both physical language and verbal language. And they can learn our language where we can't learn theirs. The other thing I've learned about parrots is they can see into the infrared and ultraviolet spectrums, as well as the full color gamut that we see.
Many birds also form deep, loving relationships, with the mate they select remaining true to their beloved companion for life. Philippe, the macaw, is one such bird.
Philippe is one of the oldest birds we have here. I mean, we have one Amazon that I know is in his 70s now, but Philippe is also in his 70s at least. I had met a gentleman online who was working for a breeder in Florida. Philippe and Priscilla were two of the first birds that this breeder, who had 1,000 breeding birds of all kinds, I mean, real exotic birds. And they were getting too old to breed. She was probably 60-ish, and Philippe was in his 50s. There was a big age difference, but he didn't want to destroy them. Normally he would destroy birds when they were no longer useful to him. But because these were his first birds, he wanted them to go somewhere, and his employee talked him into sending them to me. And Priscilla had cataracts, had arthritis. She couldn't even spread her wings anymore. Her feet were all gnarled. She was a little old lady when we got her. Her beak was overgrown. We had to keep trimming her beak. And Philippe was still a lot younger. But because she couldn't pick up her food with her feet anymore, he wouldn't. He didn't want to embarrass her. She couldn't crack nuts, so he wouldn't crack nuts. And anytime anybody came near the cage, he'd wrap his wings around her. And they've been together 25 years. We have a lot to learn about caring for our spouses from macaws. They were the most incredible couple. Priscilla died in early 2001, and he grieved. It took 2 weeks before he'd even venture out, and then he'd sit on top of his cage and go back in. Sit on top. Finally, he started making friends with some of the other single males.
Running the Oasis requires the assistance of several staff members and a host of volunteers. Miss Erden is grateful to all the wonderful people who graciously share their time and talents in caring for the 700 birds at the sanctuary.
I want to thank my staff here. I mean, the people that work here are extraordinary. It takes a very, very special type of person to do this every day. And without people moving this forward, it would die. There's going to be a need for this sort of a facility. And without the people, my board of directors and the staff, it wouldn't happen. If you come to the United States and if you love birds, get in touch with Julie or Janet here and come stay for a few days and work with everybody and really get to know something about the birds here. We have a volunteer program. We'd love to have people from everywhere come out. It'll be the hardest job you've ever loved. And so we'd love to see that. Maybe you'll learn something and be able to take it back to wherever you come from and do something for birds there.
For taking wonderful and wholehearted care of vulnerable, exotic birds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Oasis Sanctuary and Sybil Erden with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 with gratitude and all love for the noble work. Bravo, Sybil Erden, for your devoted, inspiring work helping our avian companions and for sharing your beautiful sanctuary with our global audience. Truly, the birds there are blessed to be under your care. For more information on the Oasis Sanctuary, please visit www.the-oasis.org. Loyal viewers, thank you for your company today on our program. Please join us again tomorrow on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, for the concluding episode of our series. May we always be under God's protective wings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.